Saskatchewan. The parole board has extended Odelia Quisenz's de parole with conditions, including that she have limited contact with the media at the request of the victim's family. Quisenz and her sister Narissa were convicted of the second-degree murder of Kamsack area farmer Anthony Joseph Dolph in 1993. Quisenz's de parole expired October 26 and the parole board extended it for another 6 months. Odelia and Narissa Quisenz also have bail hearings scheduled in Moose Jaw Court in November. The federal government is currently reviewing their 1994 murder convictions. A letter written on behalf of Federal Justice Minister David Lametti was sent to the sisters' lawyer James Lockyer of Innocence Canada in June. It has been determined there may be a reasonable basis to conclude that a miscarriage of justice likely occurred in this matter, stated the letter. The sisters have had high-profile support, including justice advocate the late David Milgaard and Senator Kim Pate. In addition, the judges heading the creation of the Wrongful Conviction Commission called for their release. Transcripts of the 1994 trial obtained by saskatoday.ca reveal that Dolph knew the sisters from St. Philip's Residential School where he worked and Odelia and Narissa were students. Court heard that just before midnight on February 24, 1993, Dolph picked up 18-year-old Narissa, 20-year-old Odelia and a 15-year-old youth on the highway near Kisikou's First Nation and took them to his nearby rural home. One of Odelia and Narissa's family members testified in court that days prior to the murder, Dolph called several times looking for Odelia and Narissa. Odelia testified that a couple weeks prior, Dolph had told them to come over when he got paid, that he'd be buying some liquor. I visited his house a couple weeks before. He was asking me and my cousin if one of us wanted to sleep with him. He kept pestering about that. Court heard that Dolph kept pestering Odelia to sleep with him. At one point she was in his bedroom for 5 to 10 minutes and that's when she came across an envelope with $700 and put it in her pocket. In her statement to police, Odelia said, Joe was talking perverted saying that he will take one of us girls out for money and plus he said, since he's the one that bought the beer, that if one of us sleeps with him he will call it even. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt _SKTODAY LJOY @glaciermedia.ca